It's a good day when you get everybody in the boat and you kind of see a final list of all the kids that are joining the program in Bearcat Nation, and you see, you know, kind of, the like you said, the fruits of your labor. All these coaches have worked their tails off, and then to have it, you know, have them completed it in, it's a nice feeling, and it's kind of glorifying for these guys to just see what they are, and then we kind of celebrate them a little bit and have some energy, and then, you know, we're going to get back to work with the guys that are here and see where we go.
Well, let's just kind of take us through the process leading up to today, coming in as a first-year head coach and taking over the program. What were the first steps that you wanted to really implement to kind of hit the ground running here with this recruiting class?
Yeah, it was important. You know, obviously the sooner hiring can happen, you know, the better. And so it was chopped up, went into steps. And the first, you know, you get the job is you're trying to minimize how many people left. And if somebody wanted to go, you know, I didn't really try and stop them, you know, by any means. It's just, you know, I want guys that want to be here, then be here. You know, and if you're here, you're here. If you're not, you're not. But if you're here, we're going to jump in the deep end, if you will. We're not going to toe dip, but, you know, we're going to be Bearcats. So, you know, we got through that. And then, you know, as your staff, when you're hiring, you know, you kind of got a staff in mind before you take the job, and you try and solidify that as best you can, because, you know, you're going to need to recruit your tail off. And anymore, that's probably the number one, you know, bloodline of a program is recruiting. And so, you know, got to, in my opinion, the staff put together was fantastic for that. I mean, they're just great people, good communicators, good teachers, good, you know, recruiters that'll work their tails off. And so we got them all here. And I think most of them probably worked a few weeks for free. You know, they just wanted to be here, and they hit the road. So we initially, you know, identified, okay, what are maybe some immediate holes, you know, that are on the roster right now that need to be filled transfer wise and so we spent the last really 2 weeks in December, you know, probably the middle 2 to 3 weeks in December, and that was, we're going to get all of our transfers in by that time. You know, if we're going to take somebody from the portal, we wanted them here in January, and you just kind of want to work with them and make sure they're our guys, you know, have that Bearcat DNA. And we kind of went through that with the staff of what that is, what the expectations are. If you're going to bring a guy to the table, you know, these are the handful of things that need to be met for us to take a look at them. And we weren't going to take somebody that we didn't know, or, you know, that nobody vouched for, because, you know, it's not really the ones that you miss on, you know, that you don't land. It's the ones that you take that hurt you every day, you know. And so we really wanted to make sure we vetted everybody, and our staff did a great job with that. And it's come through. Those transfers that we've taken that are here, you know, now we're over a month in, and they're just phenomenal. They're just what we want. So we took that approach and knocked the transfers out while we, you know, would do the high school visits. And we're still recruiting high schools. We just weren't doing visits yet with them. We did all our transfer visits, you know, flying them in, getting that taken care of. And then we got into January, into December, January, transferred over to our high school visits. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, it was a really, really awesome feeling. You know, we got commitments from, you know, over 85% of the kids that visited. And so not only is that, you know, great job to staff, it's like, okay, what a great job by Northwest Missouri State and the community and the businesses and the faculty and everybody that's in, because we did all these visits and there wasn't a student on campus. You know, I say ghost time, there's nobody here. And so they're coming in, and you're putting your best foot forward. We're going to sell Northwest Missouri State, which is a great thing to sell. I mean, that was one thing I was excited about. It's probably the number one reason you take the job is, you know, the power of the PAW and that branding. And it means something. And we just took it and ran with it. And the academics, you know, killed it. The resources killed it. All our amenities, our facilities, you know, were great. The football side's easy. Selling yourself that's easy, you know. And I really mean it. You know, when you're selling something you believe in, like, well, our vision not only is what we can do as a program, but when I'm telling a recruit, this is the best program in Division II. This is the best community in Division II. This is the best academic surrounding you're going to have as far as putting their arms around you in Division II. I'm going to look you straight in the eye, and I'm going to believe every word of that. And the kids do that, and it's true stuff. So we really did a good job, and I'm really excited to see kind of those high school visits out really in 2 weeks, and got those guys in. And then we moved on to junior recruiting. You know, next year's 26, these last few weeks, and we're here today, you know, at signing day, and then we'll keep recruiting the next juniors and, you know, trying to get a little bit better.
It never ends, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
From that standpoint. From also a standpoint of coming through the program as a player, and you've had a number of coaches on your staff that's come through the program as a player. How much does that help as far as promoting the university, where you can kind of have a feel for what they were looking at coming at Northwest Missouri State?
Sure. Well, for me, it was, you know, I only played a couple of years ago. And but when I played, you know, in 98-02, none of this was here. You know, I mean, Lampkin was here, Martindale was here. You know, there were a lot of parking lots out there where that indoor is. And, you know, if we ever practiced, it was on the concrete on that area. So for me, it's really neat to see where the university is at today. And so I have such an appreciation of how much this university's changed, how much Bearcat football has changed as far as improving. And, you know, I just can't get lost in it. And so I think it's such a powerful tool that, you know, I've been at a lot of different schools, and I've never been in a school that had this much pride, you know, in their program. And that's evident as you walk around. So that's fun, you know. And for me, I 98 was a great year, and you all started culminating, you know, when Coach Churchman got here and did that, and his staff. And that's probably the other thing I took away as a player was, okay, now I'm coming to Northwest Missouri State as a coach, and I've been on the other side at Northwest Missouri State as a player. You know, what was successful for those guys that helped them make that jump? You know, what was that blueprint? And, you know, what did Coach Churchman do? What did Coach Sabota do? You know, what did Coach Bostwick do? You know, and Coach Tatum and Coach Wagner and Coach Gustafson and all those guys, you know, they'll know that whole staff was about the people and about relationships. And so we try and emulate that, and we're trying to, you know, be those role models for those kids and, you know, band together and just let them know that, like, listen, you know, we're here to win a national championship, but we're also here, you know, as to impact your life, you know, 40, 50 years on down the road, you know, and making it, because win or loss, I'm still going to love you. You know, you're still a Bearcat. You're still one of us, you know, but we want to have fun while doing it and just understand that it's not transactional alone. And so we're going to work out with them. We're going to be down there when they're running. We're going to be running, and we're going to have energy with them and have fun, because there's just, life is too short not to enjoy it. And, you know, we got to make sure these kids are working really hard. When you think about how much a student athlete works, like right now, they're going to put in a lot of work this off season, you know, and they're going to play in a game. And a game of real time is about 4 minutes. You know, when you think about a 7-second play. So hours and hours and hours and hours you put in for one Saturday of 4 minutes, you know, you got to make sure it counts, but they got to enjoy it, you know, otherwise it's kind of gets routine and you're not as successful as you want to be.
Now we'll talk individually about the various players you're bringing into the program with some of the your coaches as well. But when you look at this group overall from a standpoint here, what are some of the main things that you take out of this recruiting class?
Yeah, it's a special group. You know, always will be one, because, you know, we're kind of married together. We're coming into the first class with the first coaching staff, and it's your first one to get off the ground. So I really thought our coaches hit it out of the ballpark. You know, our kids came in, and, you know, I said it in the press release, is these guys are just as impressive off the field as they are, you know, on the field. And I think there's a direct correlation, you know, between athletic success and academic success. You know, usually you understand, to be a smart student and have a high GPA, you understand what that work ethic is and what goes into creating that high GPA. And really, athletics are the same thing. You know, you're going to be in the weight room, you're going to be at practice every day, you're going to be in meetings, and you're just going to do the little things. And so that's what, when you look at this class, and our coaches did a great job vetting, it's, you know, we're not going to recruit on talent alone, I promise you that. You know, it's got to be a total, when we say Bearcat DNA, it's got to be all inclusive, and I think we did a good job with that.
Hey, you look at the blueprint, or the footprint, I guess, the recruits coming in, 11 states represented, and of course Kansas and Missouri at the top with the 8 athletes coming from both of those, and then you got Nebraska, Arkansas, Iowa, Oklahoma, Arizona, California, Florida, Illinois, and Texas all represented as well. So you guys were out and about for those couple months here to bring these in.
Yes, put a lot of miles on the vehicles. The coaches did a good job driving around, and that's, you know, with the advent of Huddle, where you can get online and kind of see kids, you know, you become more national as a recruiting. You can really recruit anywhere you want, you know, so you got to be specific in our targeting areas. And, you know, sometimes you cast too wide of a net and you miss a bunch of fish, you know, on that one. So we're real targeted on the areas we want to go, and we want to recruit families too. You know, that's what makes it special. I'm going off recruiting, but we had a mom's weekend, you know, last weekend. There were 90 kids and moms that were here, you know, for that. And that's part of what they're coming for, is that family atmosphere. And so we want to recruit families. We want to recruit schools. We want to go back to those same schools. And, you know, once you go to a school in Arkansas or a school in Omaha or a school in Kansas City and that kid has a great time here and is enjoying it, he's going to be your best recruiter. And so that's what we try and stay targeted in those areas. And if we have to branch out, you know, here or there, we want to make sure it's a fit and do our due diligence. And I think we did a great job with that.
It's really kind of like putting together a jigsaw puzzle, I would imagine. And you're not only looking for this year, as you mentioned, but you have to kind of have to plug in for what's your needs going to be next year, or 2 years down the line, or 3 years down the line when you put together this list as well.
Yeah. Yes, and so you bring a jigsaw puzzle out. You know, it's the piece of the puzzle is important, but it's almost where you're going to stick that piece and how you're going to stick that piece in the puzzle that's the most important. And that's what we really did as a staff, was try and figure that out. You know, we recruit off basically what our sophomore class is, you know, as far as moving forward. You know, what are those numbers like in that class, or at least personally, you know, that's what we're doing. And, you know, wherever those numbers are light or heavier at, that's something that's we're going to have to fill, you know, move forward. If we're light in a junior class or senior class, you're not going to immediately affect that with, you know, a bunch of freshmen. So we'll have a few transfers that fit those holes there. And the key is to organically grow this baby and make sure that sustains success. And we kind of allocate, you know, our money appropriately. And, you know, we're in this day and age, you're trying to get them as good as they can. And then now we got to try and hold on to them, you know, for as long as we can as well.
Yeah, that's a whole different situation now than maybe back when when you came through as a player, even with the portal and everything. That's really changed the game a bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had many portal conversations either way, you know, on that. But it is a definite difference. You know, expectations and reality aren't always the same, you know, especially for some of these recruits and or players or parents or aunt and uncles. You know, what they're hearing or from friends isn't always true as far as how much money they're getting or where it's at, but then there's a lot of cases where it is. So it's trying to find that balance and then, you know, understanding, you know, what's at stake. And I think, you know, our kids are getting more educated on how it goes and how contracts are involved with NIL, and it's something that we as a program here really got to get off the ground. And we've done a great job. We've got a handful of individuals that are taking it and running, and I can't imagine there's a more passionate fan base, you know, on the Bearcats, and we're going to try and tap into that and not only see, you know, how they can help us with NIL, but also then, you know, what we can do to help them, you know, as well. I think that's got to be a two-way street, and if we're constantly out there with our hand out, just isn't going to work like that. So long-ranging answer there, but the NIL's changed the landscape a little bit. We're about 2 or 3 years behind the Division I level, in my opinion. You know, but it'll get there pretty quick.
And as I mentioned earlier, we'll be going over a lot of the individual positions with the position coaches, but with you at quarterback coach, and we'll also talk, I believe, running backs as well here. First of all, go with the quarterbacks and bringing in, I believe,
three coming in. The first one I'll talk about is Mason Shorb. He's a transfer that came in, and he's with us. He's throwing around right now, and a kid I'm really excited about. You know, he was you know, two-time conference champ at Navarro Junior College. He's a winner at his high school, you know, Rouse High School in Texas. He's out just outside of Austin as a winner there. And actually, when I was at Tulane, I got a chance to go recruit him and saw him practice twice, play games. I mean, he did a lot of – and the kid's a stud and really did a good job. And so when we got the job, that was one of the first calls that, you know, hey, would you be interested in – reuniting, because we ended up not signing him there, and he said absolutely, and him and his family came up, and he's been all in. And so that's just adding a little competition in the room now, and it's quarterbacks know this, and everybody really we don't have any starters right now. There's not one starter on this football team, and it's an alpha dog approach. The best kids are going to play, and we want competition, and Mason understands that, Chris understands that, Hayden, oopsie, all of them understand that, and so they'll battle, and Mason is going to do a good job with that. So really excited for him and his family to be here and, you know, get a taste of what Maryville's like and, you know, what it's like playing here. So that's been fun. And he's doing a good job. Moving to our freshmen, you know, typically we'll try and take, you know, one scholarship quarterback, you know, every year for that, you know, as we move forward. We got a couple here coming up. Trevor Grant is a quarterback out of Bentonville, you know, in Arkansas, and just he's a stud. You know, his dad's a coach. He's an all-state athlete. You know, he's a track. He's got over 40-inch vertical. He's a 47-foot triple jumper. I mean, he's just really explosive kid and can make every throw. And so I was really tickled to death that he was still available when we started recruiting, you know, and Coach Roberto Davis kind of slow played him a little bit. You know, we'd gone through quarterbacks, and he's like, hey, I got one more, and puts this kid on, and it was about three or four clips, and I was like, we don't need to watch any, why are we, what happened? How's this kid available? And got on the phone with him, and he came up on a visit, and his family, and just, we did, again, it was a great job by the university here, and he's in, and he's a great leader. He can make every throw. It's a big program. They're a perennial winner, and that's a big thing, is you want to have kids that come in from great programs, you know, because they kind of have a little bit of culture already instilled, and they understand what it takes, and so he's definitely one of those. KB is another one of those just ultimate competitors. He's probably one of the best competitors I've ever been around. You know, he's a really gritty kid and truly a servant leader, and he's going to be the one that's going to pick up balls after practice for everybody. You know, he's going to do whatever he can for anybody else to help him. And that's magical to me. That's a special trait that's going to carry him well beyond the football field. He's got a passion to prove. He's a sponge. He's going to absorb everything you say. So, you know, when you talk about Bearcat DNA, that kid has it. And so we're excited to have him come up and compete, and his family, and, you know, Trevor and Mason, and that's a good quarterback class right there. And we have a great quarterback room. They did a good job with, you know, quarterbacks, and I think we can mold them and shape them and put something together.
All right, that sounds good. And again, that's Kellen Bolin you were talking about there, KB.
Yeah, so. Sorry. Yeah, I call KB, sorry.
That's all right. Now let's talk about running backs, bringing in three running backs out of this.
Yes.
One.
Running backs, an area that we got a great group of running backs right now, and we want to add to that and keep that rolling. Julius is a transfer that came in, again, at semester from the national champion Hutchinson Junior College program. And this kid is a thick, I mean, it's like, he's just a ball of muscle. Great kid that doesn't say much. He just comes and works out and comes and plays, and he's got a great personality. The kids like him, and I'm really excited to see him play. You know, he shared time with arguably probably the best running back in the junior college level, and for him to now be on his own and take it and run, I'm excited to see what he's doing. I think you'll hear his name a lot. He'll be good. Adrian is a freshman. Running back's coming in. That's a really good-looking young man. I mean, you talk about, he's got a huge frame. He's 6'1". He's 190, and, you know, like 4% body fat. I mean, he's just a rocked-up, beautiful smile, beautiful kid. You know, they moved him to running back late. Again, another kid, I'm like, why? How are we looking at this kid? And when we got to that school, their coach is like, well, we kind of moved him. He was a linebacker, and we moved him to running back with like 7 games left in the year. And his highlights just went off. And he's like, it's just not getting, wasn't a lot of recruiting. He's like, I wish I would have done it earlier, and he'll help. We're excited about him. And then, you know, Jackson Hicks, I don't know if anybody can have more awards or stats, you know, than him. I mean, he's a one-man big play, you know, that goes around all the time. He can do everything. He'll be all over the field. He won't be, you know, I've told him that. You're not going to be just a running back. I mean, he has amazing hands. He's very twitchy, short yardage burst, getting in and out. He's going to be a weapon that we'll use a lot. And to get him here, I was really excited. And our coaches, again, did a great job, beat out a lot of schools to get him. And we're excited to have him, so he'll help out quite a bit.
And before we let you go here, obviously today's the big highlight with the signing day here. But as you look from this day, the rest of the spring, how's things look as far as gearing up for spring ball and the dates for the spring practices coming up?
Yeah, that's all we're doing. So in our first meeting, we talked with the kids. We said, you know, listen, the first half of our games are going to be won right now from January, you know, until August. And so we've got to do everything we can to win those games right now. And so that's been the mindset, you know, kind of mastering the things that don't take talent, you know, kind of getting on the man up a little bit. You hear those buzzwords a little bit, and, you know, we just got to be a little bit tougher. And so that's kind of been our MO is with Coach Quinlan's done a great job with them in the morning and just setting up our workouts and structures so that, you know, it's specific to our position groups, you know, so we have, I mean, in layman's terms, bigs, mids, and smalls, you know, if you size, and the bigs have a certain workout, the mids have a certain workout, and the skills, you know, have a certain workout that's more speed and explosion dynamic. So that's something we've really brought, is a little more focus on explosion and speed, and directed our off-season program, you know, to that. You know, we've got some speed school work we're doing. We're starting football school and having fun with that. And then we'll start spring ball March 6th, and we'll go for, you know, 5 weeks there, and the spring game is going to culminate April 12th. And we'll have that time to kind of figure out what we have. We're still learning. We're kind of see the pieces and how they run and jump and their demeanor and their leadership, which is outstanding. And then we're going to see how we, you know, can corral them and put them into an offense and defense and how they, you know, absorb that. But I've been really excited about what I've seen so far.
All right. Well, sounds great, Coach. And it's been great to talk with you on the show, and we'll talk to the rest of your staff here.
I'm going to do one more thing.
Okay.
Coach Wright, who coaches the running backs, wasn't here today. He went back home. He's got a one-year-old son and significant other that are moving down this weekend. So Coach Wright's come with us from Louisiana and coaches the running backs and has done a good job his first day here. We got 15 inches of snow. So for a Louisiana guy coming up to that was a shock, but we're excited to have him on staff too. And then, you know, obviously Coach Davis, whenever you get to him, he's got Ace, just came around, is 4 days old here. And so we've got a couple new little ones on the board.
All right. Well,
happy to
great.
Have them.
Sounds great.
Again, thank you, John.
You bet. That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, John McMenroe. We'll be back, and we've got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to our special signing day program with the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, and are now joined by offensive coordinator for the Bearcats and Colin Prosser, who will be talking about the offensive line and the tight ends. And Colin, good to have you with us here. And it looks like you've got a good list coming in on the offensive line here with five offensive linemen coming into the program.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. We're definitely really excited about this group that we've got. We had a couple guys join us at semester, and then, you know, obviously three of them that have signed this morning. So, you know, we're really pumped about them. First guy I'll talk about is Grayson Else. Grayson comes from Iowa Western. He's an interior offensive lineman for him, so he's gonna do both center and guard for us. And, you know, super excited about Grayson. He's tough as nails. Doesn't say much, you know, kind of a hard hat and a lunch pail kind of guy. You know, carries his attitude that way. And he's got some questions he's starting to, you know, get a little more comfortable and asking some stuff. And so, you know, we're really excited about him. Obviously, he was at Iowa Western, so, you know, he played in back-to-back national titles there. And obviously, if you can play up front and start for them, you know, you're a pretty decent player. So we're really excited about him. You know, he was in the weight room yesterday throwing around some weight, which was good to see. It's always good when you got linemen that got three plates on that the bar's moving pretty easy in the bench press. So really excited about him. I think he's going to be, you know, give us some instant depth, you know, at the position up front. So we're really excited about him. Reese Trammell. Reese is a transfer from UCO. You know, he played, I think he started 8 games this year for those guys. Super excited about Reese. Reese has put on about 10 pounds since he's got here. Yesterday was kind of the max day for the big guys, you know, and in the weight room. And, you know, Reese, he's like, I'm as strong as I've ever been, because I bench more than I ever have, you know, today. So really excited about him. You know, he's played a lot of football. Obviously, you know, he plays offensive line, so he's coached by, you know, Coach AD down there, right? You know, a guy who's got some knowledge on offensive line. So, you know, he's kind of familiar with what we do, you know, and really, really excited about, you know, him coming in. And, you know, he's just hungry, right? And he's fit in really well with the room, you know, which is great to see. Our freshmen, you know, that have come in, you know, they, you know, two guys that are here that were committed already, you know, they did a great job getting these guys in, and, you know, we were able to hold on to them. You know, but Chase Willis, you know, the first one, you know, from Sheridan, Iowa, Chase, you know, in the summer was, you know, 6'4", 260, got really good feet, does a really good job of rolling his hips and staying on blocks. And then, you know, when we got here that first day, got jumped in the car and drove to Sheridan, and when I saw him, he looked like a different human. He's really put in some work since the season's been over. He's put on about 15 or 20 pounds, and he kind of looks like a different human being. So we're really excited about him. You know, he's been all in, you know, since the day he jumped in. Actually, when I was at Wayne State, tried to recruit him there, and, you know, he called me and goes, "Hey, coach, I'm going to go Northwest," and I was, you know, really bummed, and now I'm really excited. So, you know, kind of comes full circle here. Yeah, really, you know, really excited about Chase. You know, his family's all in, and, you know, he just, you know, I know he's waiting. He wants to be here, you know, first day of summer kind of deal. So, you know, he's all in. So super excited about him. He'll play inside for us, you know, whether he can play guard or center. You know, I think that's a valuable thing that we talk about, that we don't ever just want to limit you. You know, there might be one, maybe two guys on the team where we're going to limit, say, "Hey, you're probably, you know, in this position only." But everyone else, you know, you got to have the ability to play all five. So excited about Chase. Anthony Inge from Park Hill. Saw Anthony, you know, again, when I was at Wayne State and on the camp circuit, and saw him at a couple different places, saw him at UNI. And I just kept looking down. I'm like, "Oh, this guy's from Kansas City. Like, I'll never be able to, you know, recruit this guy, never really get him." Like, but I just kept looking back, like, who is this guy? And, you know, he's big, right? He's long, you know, he's a true, you know, 6'4", he's 265 pounds, and he's got a big chest, and he's broad, and he's got long arms, you know, in athletic, right? You know, you're talking a guy who's over an 8-foot broad jumper, you know, which we're really excited about, especially what we want to look for in that athleticism at tackle, you know, and he's good friends with Pierce Wand, right? So, you know, that kind of was a little bit of a tie, obviously, and you know, we was able that first week when we got here, went down to home visit him, and everything was good, and, you know, we kept him on board, and you know, we kind of, these last couple of days, been kind of pacing back and forth, texting, "Hey, how you doing? Everything's still good?" You know, kind of deal, to keep him on the hook. But no, really excited about Anthony. And, you know, again, just, you know, an hour and 10 minutes down the road, he's trying to get up here, you know, as much as he can his summer as well. So, and then the last one that kind of rounds out the class for the O-line for the freshman guys is Abe Schaefer. Abe's from Mill Valley. Abe was, again, a guy that, you know, we offered, I don't know, I'd been here 3 days, right? And we offered him, went and saw him at the school, and, you know, super, super excited about Abe. He was a two-way player at Mill Valley, right? And Mill Valley is, you know, a really talented program out of Kansas. He played D-line a lot, and then, you know, as a junior, as a sophomore and junior, and then they said, "Hey, you need to go play tackle. We don't have anybody." So he, yeah, sounds good. And so he's a little raw, but, like, he has got a ton of athleticism. And when we talk about, like, what you look for in athleticism, like, he is, you know, he sets the bar, right? He's a 9'6 broad jumper, right? Which is, for a guy that's 6'4", 260 pounds, is, you know, freakishly athletic. So, super excited about him. You know, he really is excited. You know, him and his parents came up on the official visit, and, you know, they were super excited. So, just, you know, I can't these guys. I think they're a great addition to what we have in the room, right? Just been, you know, working with these guys here, obviously, the last month, you know, sparingly a little bit from being off the road, you know, a couple days, try to get back and work with them. And, you know, I think they're going to be great additions, you know, to what we already have. You know, some of the guys that they're working their butts off in the weight room. You know, Joe Q is doing a great job with them. So we're super excited, you know, about this class.
And now, when I look at the tight ends, bringing in three tight ends there, and one of the things that really stands out to me with all of them, you got 2 6'4" guys, another 6'5". Got a little height involved with these tight ends.
Yes, absolutely. So Braden Thompson, you know, he transferred in from SEMO. So he got here in, you know, January, and when you talk about, like, a guy who's, I mean, he's built like a door. Like, he is wide and broad. And, you know, yesterday, again, they were maxing out. Like, he did 3.55, you know, like, without a problem. He's like, "Can I put more weight on? Like, this just feels light." It's like, yes, absolutely. So, you know, we're really excited about him. And, you know, he's from Nebraska City, right? So, you know, he's a kind of a local guy, right? You know what I'm saying? So he knows what it's like to play, you know, at this level. And obviously he was at SEMO, and, you know, he's going to be that guy that can get on the line of scrimmage and be a point of attack blocker and, you know, control the C-gap and what we want to do, you know, in our run game. And, you know, but don't, you know, we don't want to let let it fool you that, you know, just because he's big and strong and can block guys, like he can catch, he can run. You know, he does some good things that stood out to us on film. You know, but again, I think the biggest asset that he's got is his ability to control the edge of, you know, the line of scrimmage on the defensive ends. So Hudson Neuwirth is out of Bennington. Hudson is, you know, he's a great kid. And, like, when you look at – when you 6'4", 240, like, he's all a 240. And, you know, he's – you know, Bennington, you know, in the state of Nebraska, Class B, you know, those guys have won – they played for three state titles in a row. They won two and they lost, you know. I think they had a 4th-and-8 on their own, on the 12-yard line, and they couldn't – you know, they lost the state title game, right? But he spent – his sophomore and junior year, like, as a split-out guy, right, that he's, you know, as a wide receiver at 6'4", 240, and you're like, oh, man, if this guy could ever put his hand in the dirt and figure it out, he could be a lethal weapon. And all of a sudden, his senior year, like, he's putting his hand in the dirt, and he's running counter, and he's running power, and, you know, he's pancaking guys, and, you know, then all of a sudden, he's wide open over the middle, right? I've never met a quarterback who doesn't like a 6'5 security blanket that's going to sit, you know, right over the middle, right? You know, so and again, another guy that's really athletic, right? We're talking a 9-foot broad jumper at 6'4", 240 pounds, which is stuff that we're really looking for, you know, in being athletic. And then, you know, Carter Ratliff, you know, Coach Berto did a great job recruiting him. Another one of those, like, Coach Max, he's like, oh, I kind of got a guy. You guys want to take a look? And it's like, you probably should have led with this guy. You know, he had like six guys. It's like, you should have led the meeting off with these guys. So, but Carter, you know, out of Bryant, you know, he's like 35-2 as a, you know, as a high school football player, right? He had over 20 touchdowns in high school and 1,600 yards receiving as a guy that's 6'5", you know, 215. He's got room to grow. He's broad. He can run, but just because he play, you know, because he, you know, he's catch the ball and run kind of guy, he doesn't lack any physicality. In fact, on the visit, he's like, I love running counter. I love pulling. I love hitting people. And, like, I don't know if he figured out the buzzwords to say or whatever it was, but, like, it just made you fall in love with him even more, that he wanted to be physical. And, again, you know, a guy that can run down the middle of the field, those guys are easy targets to spot, you know, and get to. And he can catch and he can run. And, you know, Brian, you know, is an 8A and, you know, three-time state champion. Like, winners produce winners. So we're really excited about, you know, those two groups, you know, in the class of what we got here offensively.
All right. Well, Colin, certainly appreciate you being with us on the show, and it's good to have you here at Northwest.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. That's offensive coordinator for Northwest Missouri State, and Colin Prosser. We'll be back, and we've got more coming up on our Signing Day show right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back as we continue on with our Northwest Missouri State Football Signing Day program. As we mentioned before the break, we're going through a lot of the different positions here today, and time now to concentrate on the defensive line and Roberto Davis, the defensive line coach with us here. And Roberto, let's just kind of talk about the seven athletes you're bringing in on the defensive line side here.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, really excited about this bunch of guys. I thought, you know, kind of, you know, when Coach Matt came here, he made an emphasis on he wanted to be really good up front and, you know, really hopped in the recruiting trail and trying to get, you know, as good as we possibly can. And I felt really good about it. So, you know, starting off, like you said, we have seven defensive linemen, one of them being a transfer, and his name is Patrick Brown. Patrick is from Iowa Central, originally from Grundy Center, Iowa. Patrick is a really good player. He's a, what I call a technician type of player. He's going to do all the right things, be at the right spot, and has the ability to make plays. Really like the way he uses his hands and gets off blocks and makes plays, and he's one of those system guys that can come in and fit within your scheme. And, you know, he has a good size. He's actually, I think when he came up on his visit, we had him at like 6'3", I want to say around 250, so he had good weight on him and was bigger than I thought in person. So really excited for him and what he brings to the table. He's here already, already getting implemented with our guys and fitting in the room very well. So excited to see what he can do going forward. And then leading into our freshman class, you know, I'll start with Jack Jansen from Bennington, Nebraska. You know, the thing that really stood out about him to me was, you know, how twitchy he was on film. He was very explosive, did a really good job of getting in the backfield, plays the football the right way, has a motor, has the passion. So really excited to see what he's going to do in our system. You know, he's a champion. You know, he won three state championships while he was in high school. And I think when you can add that to your culture, it's only going to help and grow it. So really look forward to him and what's going to be a bright future for him. Brady Johnson, again, another great young man from Wichita, Kansas, went to Wichita Northwest. You know, Brady's he's an interesting guy, man. He is very passionate. You know, you could tell he loves the game, and that's what really excited me about him. And then when you watch his film, you know, I think his motor's unmatched. He runs around and plays with his head cut off. Really excited about that. And another young man, you know, with our weight room program here and developing the right way, could be a very impactful player for us up front for the defensive line. So really excited for him. Met great family he had up on the visit. Really enjoyed sitting down and just talking football with him. He's a young man that I really look forward to working with. Going into Rhett Ehrig from Goodland, Kansas, played at Goodland High School. Rhett was one of those guys that was originally committed to us and stuck with us. I remember my first conversation on the phone with him when I got the defensive line position. We had a great conversation, and you know, he's committed to being a Bearcat, and I think that's what was very important to me. Is he's a young man that's going to come in. He has some length. He actually came up on his visit bigger than he was in the summer when he came check us out and to meet the new staff. So he's very intriguing. His athleticism, you know, he played both ways in high school, and he's also a really good basketball player as well. So I like what he's going to bring to the table. He'll be a disruptive player. He'll be one the fans will love watching to play. Then leading into Eric Smith. Eric from Atchison, Kansas, went to high school there. You know, he had a really dominant senior year. You know, got all the accolades, did a really good job on the field, was very disruptive on the edge. And I like his athleticism a lot. I think that's kind of going to be a really good changeup for us. You know, the length, and now it's kind of honing into strength and being able to really be disruptive on the line of scrimmage. But I love the way that young man runs around, and he's a constant threat to quarterbacks. He's always getting in their faces, always trying to make plays. You know, we talk about it's not always about the sacks. It's about messing up the quarterback's clock, and I think he's going to do a really good job of that. So really look forward to that. And Eric, I know, you know, meeting him and his family, they'll be one that people will remember at Bearcat games. They're going to travel really deep, so they'll fit into the culture very well. Then going on to Trent Warner, defensive tackle from Greenfield, Iowa, went to high school at Nottoway Valley. Trent, you know, really excited about him. He was just dominant in high school. You know, he was a young man that was a very tough kid. You know, when you meet him, he's kind of quiet. But, you know, you see when you step on the football field with him, he's about his business, and I'm really looking forward to that. He fits everything that we're trying to do. He's really good with his hands. He's going to be disruptive on the inside for us. us. You know, he's a multi-sport athlete. You know, he did really good in track, was a shot putter, qualified for state and placed in state, and as well as wrestling. You know, really excited to follow him this year in his wrestling. Last year he finished third in the state, and he's having a pretty good year this year so far. So just excited about him as a young man and getting to meet him and his dad. That was really good for us to know that he's going to be a great fit for us. And then last but not least, Taylor Webster. Taylor, big boy from Fort Smith, Arkansas, went to Northside High School. You know, Taylor had a really good junior and senior year, was really dominant on the inside. He played in a three-man front. You know, the thing about Taylor is he was always getting double or triple teamed, and it was really intriguing to me to watch him, how he shed blocks and, you know, ran to the football. You know, you see a guy 6'3", 300 pounds, you know, the way that he's able to run sideline to sideline and get to the ball, when the, you know, you're not always going to be, they're not going to run it straight down your throat, you know, so, and they're definitely not when he's in there. So to get the ball on the perimeter and to watch him get off blocks and chase the ball down, that was really intriguing to me. And I look forward to, you know, kind of watching him adapt to our system, you know, when you're not sitting primarily over the center and, you know, when you can get on a guard and get some one-on-one blocks and watch him be disruptive. So really excited about this class, man. I thought we knocked it out the park. Look forward to getting those guys here. They're all eager, you know, coach, when can I get there? You know, they bought into the Bearcat culture, and I'm excited to watch what our defensive line does going forward.
All right, sounds good there. And one final thing before I let you go, again, with the recruiting and the time it takes with that and a newborn, how much sleep have you been getting?
Oh, man, the sleep is very limited, you know, and the one thing I'll praise, man, Coach McMiniman has been awesome, just kind of with timing and understanding that family comes first. And, you know, when I walked in the office today, he said, what are you doing here? You know, you should be home with your family. And I didn't want to miss this day. I didn't want to miss, you know, kind of going through this process, because we put in a lot of work, and my fiance was great with giving me some time to get away. But little Ace is doing great. He is a firecracker at night, and I'm learning all about fatherhood very, very quickly. So very excited about that.
All right, Roberto, as always, great to talk to you.
Awesome. Thank you, John.
Yeah, Roberto Davis with us here on our recruiting show. We're back, and we'll continue to preview the signing class here for Northwest Missouri State football right after this.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, Broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to our signing show with the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. Again, today, the first day that athletes can sign their national letter of intent to play football at their chosen university. Joined now by the defensive coordinator for the Bearcats and Chad Bostwick. And Chad, let's just talk about the linebacking core. You've got five pretty good linebackers coming into the program.
Yeah, very excited about this group. Just the biggest thing that stands out with these guys is the intangible things. All these guys are very passionate about playing. You can see it when you watch them on film. You know, when we vetted coaches about all these guys, they all said the same thing: great leaders, hardest workers, team captains, you know, great kids in school, all those things. And they're going to be great guys that fit our room right away, and very excited about just getting them here. And, you know, the other thing is just athleticism. They all run well. They're all physical and do all you want to see on film.
Well, let's just kind of go down this list here. Again, I mentioned five of them, and guess what? Eli Burtz is one of those that will be coming in at Blue Springs.
Yeah, Eli, you know, kid we've recruited for a long time. We had him down here for our individual camp, I believe right before his junior year. He stood out right away, was running around, knocking the crap out of people, and just, you know, instantly fell in love with how he played the game of football. And, you know, came to find out he was Chad Thompson's nephew, who's a former All-American lineman here in the Elm Club Hall of Fame. So I had a connection there right away. But, no, great kid that we recruited for a long time, plays fast, very physical, goes about his business the right way.
And McCorder Geezer out of Elkhorn, Nebraska.
Yeah, McCorder, you know, kind of same thing, fits that mold. Just comes from a great program, Elkhorn South High School. Coach Guy Rosenberg up there does a great job with this program, you know, winner every single year. And same thing, I mean, they got a lot of really good players on their team. And just, you know, to find a guy that's a great leader, you know, captain, all those things, just one of those kids that everybody on the team looks up to. But has all the intangibles, like we said earlier, very good instincts. I think he could play multiple positions in our linebacking corps, so just excited to get my hands on him and see where he fits.
Now, you got a couple other guys coming in from the really nearby, one Tyler Martin out of Mount Air, Iowa, of course, Gus McCullough out of Maryville.
Right, Tyler Martin, you know, just a multi-sport athlete type kid, small town Iowa. You know, he's going to be in the ag program here when he gets to Northwest, so that was a great selling point for us. And just a kid, another kid that we've recruited for a while. You know, he's a basketball player right now. He's a track kid, you know, multi-sport, which is what I like. And, again, one of those kids that plays the game the right way, run around and fly around and be physical.
And Gus the Bus there out of Maryville.
You stole my thunder. I was going to say Gus the Bus. So, no, everybody knows who Gus the Bus is around here. But great kid, man. He's – you know, when you go to the, went to several Spoofhound games this year and you heard his name all the time, Gus McCullough on the tackle, you know. So he's a kid that just flies around all of the play. They line, you know, Coach Webb did a great job moving him around. He's very, a very smart football player. And, you know, they kind of run a similar style to what we do, you know. So just him picking up the mental side of things shouldn't be as big of an issue for him, you know. The thing that he's going to make up for in his size, he's going to make up with, you know, with his work ethic. And, you know, he's already working out with Jake Volstead today. So, you know, he was in the facility working out with those guys. So, you know, very excited about Gus and what he's going to bring and just his passion.
Now, another player you're bringing in that comes from a school that's been kind of a pain for the Maryville Spoofhounds anyway, St. Pius. You've got Carl Moley Jr. coming in.
Yeah, Carl, another kid I've recruited for a long time, you know, was same thing. Him and Eli were at that same camp together. And they were making sure they were getting reps together, and they were, I mean, just nothing could get by those guys when they were in their junior camp. So got on him right away. And, you know, just a kid that, like you said, plays for a great program and Pius down there, you know, has won a lot of football games. Just, again, you turn the tape on, and it's a guy flying around and getting after it, man. It's fun to watch. So he's got some length. So I think he's a kid that could be multiple as well, could play inside or outside, runs very well. You know, just has that passion that you see and it turns on film. So, you know, he was a member of the All Simone team that everybody in the KC area knows about. A little bit of a connection with him is his dad is the fire chief for the Becker brothers that played here, Aaron and Dan Becker. So, you know, I had those guys in my ear saying, hey, we got to recruit this guy. We got to recruit this guy. And I'm glad they, you know, they did that. So just excited to get him in here and get him going in our program.
Well, it's always good to call on some former Bearcats out there to help.
Absolutely.
You,
yeah, absolutely. It's power of the paw is huge, man.
All right. Well, Chad, again, great having you with us on the show.
I appreciate it, John. Thank you.
Again, that's defensive coordinator for the Bearcats, Chad Bostwick, back with more right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV Karen W. comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to our special football signing day show as we're broadcasting from the Northwest Missouri State Athletic Offices in Maryville. And as we continue on, let's turn our attention to the defensive backs and Jake Morick with us, the defensive backs coach as well as special teams. And Jake, looks like you're bringing in seven pretty good defensive backs coming in.
Yeah, very excited about this group. You know, the thing that really sticks out for the most part, obviously very athletic. But we added some length in this group, which is something that we needed to do and felt like that was a priority. So that was definitely a focus for us with this group.
And let's just kind of go through these. I guess, first of all, you've got a player coming in out of Omaha, Nebraska, Miller North, and Desmond, I believe. You might correct me on that if I'm off on that name.
Yeah, Desmond Danans. He's, yeah, obviously from the area, I guess, from Omaha, from Miller North, and he's a very dynamic football player. And the thing that really sticks out with him, obviously, in the defensive backfield, he does a lot with he can move really, really well, very fluid, very, you know, very fast. But the thing that really stuck out with him as well, he's a really good returner. And so you get to see this, his skills come out not only in the defensive backfield but also in the return game.
And another player coming in out of Coffeyville Community College.
Yeah, Baruch is somebody that's here right now working out with us, and he is good friends and teammates, or former high school teammates, with Holden Zygmunt. And so, you know, Ziggy had really good things to say about Baruch, had a great recommendation, and so with that, and then watching his film, he brought some things that would that's going to help this group, and we need some depth. We need some older depth in this in our defensive back group, especially at safety, and I think he can do that.
Now you're dipping down to Arkansas for a player to come in out of Hot Springs in Kyan Jamerson.
Yeah, you know, again, we talk about length. You can see he's listed at 6'2", and he's all of that, and the thing that really sticks out with him, obviously beyond that, is he's sideline to sideline. He plays a lot of the middle safety in his highlight film, and he's getting to fades to each sideline. So that's something that's huge for us, that coverage, what we do on defense. Our safeties have to be able to cover, and although we may call it cover four, it turns into man very quickly. And so he's somebody we feel like that can cover, he's a very good tackler in space. So you know, obviously something that you need both in our safety position. So
now, again, you've got another transfer in from Peru State, but coming via Orlando, Florida, coming in with Jalen Jean-Louis, I believe.
Yeah. Jalen's done a really good job with us. You know, interesting enough, he found me on Twitter. It's kind of interesting how recruiting works these days. And he's got, again, another kid with a lot of length, really long arms, on top of the fact that he is 6'1". And so we didn't, you know, coming from Peru and a four-year institution, he's used to some of the, structure of a football program. And so that's definitely something that is intriguing and is good to see. So he's come in and done a really good job. He's worked really hard. He's fit in really well. And I'm excited to see where he can go here once we get practice going.
Another transfer out of University of Mary and coming in from Levine, Arizona, Antoine Jenkins Jr.
Yeah, you know, Twan was somebody that we played when I was at Wayne this last fall, obviously on the defensive side of the ball, but Coach Brosser remembered him as a DB when we played them. So that right there would tell you that he's pretty good. They played a lot of man at UMary, and you know, in our scheme, that our corners need to be able to play man. And the fact that he has 2 years, again, of experience at a higher level Division II conference, you know, that's very attractive. So again, a bigger guy, again, looking for some of that in our defensive backfield. And so he's again done really good, fit in really well this spring. And again, interesting to see how practice goes for him.
And then from Little Rock, Arkansas, a freshman coming in is Jermaine Penny. Looks like he's a player that's played a little bit of winning football.
Yeah, he's a dynamic athlete and a dynamic personality. He's really fun to be around, which is awesome. And he can really play a lot of different spots. He's very gifted. He's very fast. He's very athletic. On top of playing both offense and defense, he's a returner. And, they won their state championship. I think it was 60-30 or something like that. So he was on a very good team, and he was the best player on that team. And I went down there to talk to him and see him a couple weeks ago, and everybody in the area asked if we were talking to him or congratulating on us for getting his commitment. So he's a big name in that area of the state.
And one other defensive back to talk about, another Arkansas player you're bringing in, Jaden Welch.
Yeah, another thing that sticks out with Jaden, obviously, again, length. You're starting to see that theme for sure. He's 6 foot tall, and that's a lot of ways with long arms, which also very important. But the thing that's interesting about him, he's been coached very well. His coaches played in college, the safeties coach there was a professional, played professionally for 7 years. So he's got a lot of knowledge just from that, and you can tell by his play. So he's somebody that I feel like, because of that experience with that coaching, playing at the highest level in Arkansas, he's going to be somebody that can come in and be impactful, maybe not right away, but very, very quickly in his career.
And a kicker that you're bringing in here too.
Yeah, Hugh, he's from the Kansas City area. He's a big kid. He's got a big leg. He's only been kicking, I think he started kicking this summer. He's a soccer player. He just really started this summer, so he's very, very green that way. But he's got a lot of upside. He's got a huge leg, and with a little bit more coaching and fine-tuning, he's going to be he could be really, really good.
Again, that is Hugh Carpenter coming in from Blue Springs South. And, Jake, been great to have you with us on the show, and it looks like you got a good group that you'll be working with.
Very excited. Thank you.
Again, Jake Welwark with us, the defensive backs coach at Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back and talk wide receivers. That's coming up right after this.
Support for KXEV, KRNW, comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at NVB.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to our football signing day program on KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe as we turn our out to wide receivers, and Ryan Gent, the recruiting coordinator as well as wide receivers coach with us. And Ryan, talking before we went on here, looks like you've got a nice mix between some transfers coming into the program as well as some freshmen you're going to be bringing in.
Yeah, we feel like, we found a really good group of receivers to come in and continue to build on the success that room has had over the years, and want to, lean on some older guys, but yet still have a good mix of younger guys in there as well.
Well, let's just talk about the transfers and what stands out for you with that group.
Yeah, starting with Irwin Nash, coming from Kansas State University, really big, 6'3", 215. I mean, he's gonna be out there and definitely look the part, moves really well. Big catch radius and a guy that has been a joy to be around, sponge, so to speak, and really diving into what we're doing here already this semester.
All right, and then let's look at some of the other transfers you've got there.
Yeah, looking at Colton Westbrook, I mean, coming in from Missouri University there, and originally from California, he's been another guy just with a lot of experience, was at a junior college, then at Missouri, you know, in the SEC, and so has a ton of just going up against really good competition, understanding, you know, what it takes at this level to be great, and just another guy that's come in and just, you know, dove into the culture and what we're doing in the wide receiver room.
As far as the freshman here, it looks like coming in from Columbia, Kansas City. You've got another one from Tulsa, and kind of looking all over the country there.
Yeah, you know, one of our last guys that's, you know, just got in here at semester as well was Brody Jackson. You know, he's been a guy that has come in really fast, dynamic receiver. Excited to get him out on the field for spring and continue to see how he develops there as well. But jumping into the high school guys, you know, starting at the top there with Devin Holt, I think. You know, you talk about a guy who's played for a really good program in Rockbridge High there in Columbia, and, you know, when you go around and you recruit, okay, yeah, Devin, he can go, you know, and really good route runner, gets in and out of cuts. We had him up, you know, for a camp in the summer, and it was fun, you know, really fun to watch him compete and attack the football and make plays there. Moving on from Devin, you have Tommy Hutzler. Again, you know, we have multiple guys here from St. Pius X, so kind of right down the road there in Kansas City. Tommy is big. You know, he's another 6'3", 190 receiver, really tough. You know, he's just a guy you can put out on the outside, and he's going to go up and compete and go get that ball for you on the fade balls or the big posts, whatever the case is. From that standpoint, you know, was all types of accolades, you know, coming his way, and he'll be really fun to be around. Next, we have Sam Neeson. Sam's from St. James Academy, and, you know, again, a guy that we've been on for quite a while, and really main reason he has a brother on the team, John Neeson, and so outstanding family, you know, guys that just want to compete, and that's Sam to a T. He's extremely competitive, almost has, you know, he does have a chip on his shoulder, so to speak, and man, you know, you watch him, you know, do a vert in the summer and all that stuff from testing back during camps and everything, and it was off the charts. You know, a guy that is going to come in and compete, and I'm excited to watch his future as a Bearcat.
You know what, and they look at these, I think you touched on this a little bit as well, but you look at the size of the receivers you're bringing in, you go along with the tight ends, it really looks like there's a concentrated effort to bring in a little height to those two positions.
Yeah, you know, absolutely, height is going to be key. You know, we need to be able to, you know, find guys and you know, have them be out there to be physical presences, so to speak, and you know, but also be able to move and really just press on that. And that's, you know, what our guys did such a really good job throughout this class, you know, just finding at all positions, really. You talked about the DBs, the tight ends, all of that. And really it kind of leads me into the next thing, you know, is obviously part of my role as well as is recruiting coordinator. And, you know, yeah, a lot of stuff can get thrown on your plate, but we have an unbelievable staff that Coach Mack has put together, and you know, it was never, hey, you know, Coach Dent, you're doing this. It's, you know, we're all in this thing together, and that's been unbelievable from that standpoint. And, you know, when you have great people that you're working with, it makes your job a lot easier as well. And you know, sometimes the recruiting coordinator may get the credit, but there's absolutely no way I'm taking credit for all of these guys, because our staff has done a phenomenal job from that standpoint.
Yeah, bringing in 40 players into the Northwest football program. And again, it looks like overall it's a great group that you're bringing in this year.
Yeah, for sure. Really good group. And, you know, we have a great support staff as well that, you know, has put in a ton of time and hours and just really good with the details and helped land a really good class for the Bearcats.
As a recruiting coordinator, obviously this is a day that you point on the schedule, but so do you turn around tomorrow and you start working for next year's class?
Absolutely. We've already started pressing forward on next year's class, and you know, it keeps rolling, but that's the fun in it, right? And you know, you continue to find guys and get guys on campus, and, you know, we'll have – we'll have guys coming up for junior days during spring ball and checking out practices. And there's definitely an energy here right now that I think is really fun and great to be a part of.
All right. Well, Ryan, again, great to have you with us here on the show as well.
Thank you.
Again, that'll do it for our Northwest Missouri State Football Signing Day program again here on KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. Wanted to thank all the coaches who helped with this program and, of course, Head Coach John McMinerum. It looks like a good group of Bearcats coming in to play football at Northwest Missouri State. And for everyone involved with this program, I'm John Coffey.